Hello, hello, and welcome to this episode of the Rogers Radio Podcast. I am your host, Alyssa Rogers, and it's just me today. Aren't you so excited? I was preparing for this, getting ready, and I'm like, what am I going to talk about today? Because it's the month-end recap, and it's a couple weeks early, I guess, because we have something major happening next week. Almost a week away, we have the, whoa, guys, I'm losing my mic here. We have the biggest event that Rogers Heating and Cooling has ever done. And it is so exciting. I am excited. We have the Orange Crush 200 coming at you. Almost 1 week. 1 week and 1 day away. Oh my gosh, are you excited? I am so excited for this race. I am a huge race fan. I love racing. I love being at the track. I love smelling the racing fuel. I love the food. And what better way to represent Rogers Heating and Cooling and doing something that we love and giving back? All proceeds go to the Ward Burton Wildlife Foundation. And I'm just so, so, so excited. It's at Orange County Speedway. And Ward Burton's getting back in a race car. I cannot wait. He was actually in the office this morning and just kind of checking in, and you could just feel the excitement. He's getting ready. He's getting super ready and pumped in the car, and he's fit, and it's just going to be so much fun. We are actually having a media day right now as you speak, and I'm going to go around, and I'm going to be talking to all kinds of drivers, and we're going to release that episode, too. For you next week, right before the race. So it's going to be really cool. We're going to be at Orange County Speedway. And this, I'm recording this now early, but when you see this episode, we'll be in media day. And so you'll see some behind the scenes of that today too, but it's just going to be such an amazing experience. Kenny and I got to go to a test day a few weeks ago and see Ward back in the car. You've probably seen a lot of footage of that. And I looked at Kenny and I said, this is such a surreal moment. This is a moment. We're living in a moment right now. And we just kind of looked at each other like, is this real life? Is this our job right now? I mean, it was just so much fun. And I really hope that you come out and you experience this special moment. It's not far from Halifax County. You're looking at about a 40-minute drive to the Speedway, and you can still get tickets. It is going to sell out, so please get your tickets in advance. It's even cheaper in advance. It's $20 per ticket, and that is Orange Crush with a K, race.com, and it's all over our social media pages, so you can find it, but we're thrilled. And, you know, I want to give away some tickets. Do you want a ticket to the race? What I want you to do right now is comment on this podcast. So in the comments, I want you to put Orange Crush 200. Just comment Orange Crush 200 and you will be entered in to win two tickets to the race. I will pick the winner on Friday. So this is releasing Wednesday. I will pick the winner on Friday, and you will get two tickets to the Orange Crush 200. I hope you want to come. I mean, I truly am excited. Everywhere I'm going in the community, people are talking about it. It's getting hyped up. It's going to be an awesome event. There's going to be all kinds of stuff there. We're going to have food trucks there. We're going to have some awesome drivers lined up for this race, 25 race car drivers from the area and really cool late model drivers. Ward and Jeff are going to go after it against each other for the first time ever. And all the proceeds, like I said, go to the Ward Burton Wildlife Foundation. A lot of people asked, and I don't even think, I know we've had Ward and Jeff on the podcast, and we kind of talked about how this happened a little bit, about how we wanted to do something together, and it happened in the food line, in town, and in an aisle, and all of that. But I do want to give a huge shout out to the Burtons because they've They've done a ton of work to help make this happen. And we're just so grateful for them. Shout out to Sarah. She's been rocking it behind the scenes and making all the logistics come together. And I'm so excited about this partnership and to be able to bring you guys more events like this, because it truly is a special moment that we're about to live. I mean, all things right now are Orange Crush 200 for me, because we are so close to it. But I do want to talk about our team and kind of what's been going on at Rogers too. So we've been doing some really cool things this quarter. We're almost done with Q1 in our world, right? We're separated into quarters. And I just want to give a huge shout out to our team, because they have rocked it this quarter. Rocked it. They have gone out and they have done so many wonderful things for our customers, for our community. And we just have a really, really strong, badass team. And I just want to say thank you guys, because you show up every day and you take care of our customers and you work as a team. It's so cool to see, because I know last week I had Sabrina on the podcast and we were talking about leadership and how hard it is. And I was like, do we look tired, because we've been going through it, right? And we just had like a little session this morning, Sabrina and I, about what we were going to commit to this week. And by starting that positive thinking and that positive mindset of what we're going to commit to, how we're going to show up for our team, we learned is the law of attraction, right? If I show up upset, everyone around me is going to be upset, because I'm giving off that energy. And so it's going to be really important for us going forward as leaders to always come in motivated and positive and show up for our team and be there for them, because that's what they deserve. They deserve us at our best. And so that's what I'm committing to. And, you know, things get tough, things get stressful, but why put that on everyone around us? Deal with it, overcome it, and move on and grow. So that's been big. We got to speak at Service Nation. We are a member of Service Nation, and we got to speak at one of their summits in Charlotte a couple weeks ago, which was super cool. It's a group full of contractors, and it's a best practice group. So we get ideas on how we can grow our business, and then we help others grow theirs. And so I got to speak on marketing, which is my love, and that went really well. And then our leadership team got to speak on some internal practices that we do here and to help our team out. And it just went really well. And it's always really cool to connect with others and to be able to provide that to others. So that was cool. And then we made the Inc. Regionals list. Did you see that? That is so cool. So last year we made the Inc. Regionals list and we were number 68. So we were the 68th fastest growing company in our region, which is made up of Virginia, Maryland, and North Carolina, and a couple other states within the region, and we were number 68. Well, this year we are number 65. So we moved up the list by 3. And I believe you can go to the list and look, and I should know this before coming to you, but I believe we're the second fastest growing construction company in our region. Number 2. So really fantastic, really awesome. Couldn't do it without the team, and couldn't do it without all of you listening. Couldn't do it without our customers. We wouldn't be here without you. And so I just really appreciate you guys showing up for us every day, and we will continue doing our best to show up for you. And yeah, Orange Crush 200, guys. These are the things that I'm so excited about, and I can't wait to see all your smiling faces in a week. And don't forget, put in the comments, Orange Crush 200, to be entered in to win some tickets to the race. And there's an autograph session. So there's going to be a lot of opportunity to get your autograph. We're going to have t-shirts, hats, koozies, all of the things. And we'll have a booth set up. So please stop by and see us at the booth before the race, and you'll get some free swag and some cool stuff there. And you know what? Are you excited? I want you to be excited because it's going to be a great event. Can't wait to see you there. Can't wait to talk to you next week. Next week's episode is going to be cool. It's going to be cool. So very live in action podcast episode. So it's going to be a lot of fun. But thank you for listening to me today. And I've kind of been all over the place. So thanks for sticking with me through this. And I can't wait to talk to you next week. Be sure to like and subscribe and share and rate us and review us and all of the things so we can continue giving you this great content. Comment Orange Crush 200 to be entered to win two tickets to the race on Thursday, March 28th. And I will talk to you next week.